Hey, it's me, Nanu Badilla, aka Nanu. Listen to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Collinville, Catskill. You know, ha. On the count of three,
everybody run back to your fantasy.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Turn on the news replaces Donald Trump Theater at 3 p.m. Thursdays on WGXC after the inauguration, picking up bits and pieces of the week's news and dropping them in a fictional radio network with computerized news readers, aggregated reporting, and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News every Thursday at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Galen, Tom, and Echo of Akron, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes and Robert Gabin are reporting for the Times Union. Albany City officials are asking people to avoid the downtown area on January 17th and 20th in preparation for possible protests near the Capitol. During a news conference January 14th, Mayor Kathy Sheehan said there was currently no credible threat against the city. Authorities do not expect anything on a, and I quote, massive scale, end quote, she said. She went on to say, and I quote, this is a city of protest. This is the state capitol. We are used to hosting protests, and we are prepared to be ready if protesters do come on Sunday or again on Wednesday, end quote. Right-wing activists have pushed for armed protest in every state capital and Washington, D.C. to protest President-elect Joseph Biden's election as well as his January 20th inauguration. Thomas Relford, the special agent in charge for the Albany Division of the FBI, said, and I quote, at this point in time, the FBI has not received any specific threat to the New York or Vermont state capitol or other government buildings in our area, end quote. Relford said the office would still maintain a heightened posture between now and the inauguration. Sheehan asked those who disagree with any protesters to stay home and not show up for a counter-protest. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins said, and I quote, the takeaway for the Albany community at this point is that we will likely have an increase in activity on Sunday as well as Wednesday. We're encouraging our residents and our visitors to avoid the downtown area on those days, end quote. Early Thursday, a banner promoting a white nationalist hate group appeared on Interstate 90 near the Londonville and Arbor Hill exit. It was removed the same day by law enforcement. Relford urged anyone with tips or information about suspected violence or criminal activity to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell announced the closure of the county building located at 560 Warren Street on Friday, January 15th, and I quote, in an abundance of caution, end quote, due to a possible COVID-19 exposure. The building houses the offices of the Columbia County Clerk, Department of Motor Vehicles, and the Real Property Department. Murrell said in a statement, and I quote, a thorough cleaning by facilities department staff will be conducted and staff has been directed to work from home accordingly, end quote. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. A state-run mass vaccination site at the University at Albany opened at 8 a.m. Friday, January 15th. Only those who make an appointment in advance will be given a vaccine at the site, says Patrick Murphy, commissioner of the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. To get a COVID-19 vaccination, call the state's vaccination hotline at 1-833-NYS-4-VAX. That's 1-833-697-4829. Or go online to the state health department's Am I Eligible website. Unlike the COVID-19 test site on campus, the vaccination site does not operate as a drive-through. Individuals exit their vehicles and receive their shots inside a nearby tent where they are asked to wait for a short observation period after receiving the shot. Murphy said the UAlbany site is currently administering the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, but that may change as supply changes. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, January 14th, signed a local emergency order temporarily capping service fees charged by third-party food delivery companies to no more than 15% of the cost of the food order. Third-party food delivery companies such as Grubhub and DoorDash offer apps for ordering food online, giving customers a convenient way to have food delivered. Molinaro noted the fee structure used by these companies can be as much as 30% for delivery, and their fees are cutting into restaurants' profits during a difficult time for the food service industry. The Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce opposes the order. Chamber President Frank Castella Jr. said, and I quote, the government has no right interjecting in price capping a market without first addressing the real issue that could be better regulated and have a much better impact on the businesses that need relief, end quote. Chamber argues that individual restaurants should have the option of passing the service fee on to the customer. County Legislature Assistant Minority Leader Nick Page said, and I quote, I applaud the county executive for enacting my caucus initiative to prioritize the survival of local restaurants in their times of crisis, end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for this holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain and snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain. Saturday's temperature high will be near 42 degrees. On Saturday night, a slight chance of rain and snow before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of more snow. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature low of around 29. On Sunday, isolated snow showers before 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 39 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 28 degrees. And on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 36 degrees. And Monday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 22. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM radio, for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brendan Donegan of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Hudson-based duo Buke and Gase have a 2021 collaboration with So Percussion coming out. And here's the first track, Diazepam, from Hudson's Buke and Gase.
To forget to
number.
9.
Number.
8.
Number.
7.
Number.
6.
Number.
5.
Number.
4.
Number.
3.
Number.
2.
Number.
1.
After missing many meetings over the fall and into the winter, Catskill Village President Vincent Seely resigned. He claims credit for calling Catskill the ever-improving village. Several years ago, Catskill musician Brian DeWan wrote his own song called Our Ever-Improving Village. Here is that song.
This is a song called The Ever-Improving Village. And Pepto-Bismol sunset tips aslant and seeps into the water table like a sewage treatment plant. A lushbox swing set screeches on which feral children play. Their hollers strain through chain link fences all the mean dog day. Left at Colonial Drug, the local den of sin. Kitty corner across the street from the horse and buggy motor inn. A crooked mile past Murderer's Creek, just north of Indian Head Hill, lies our ever-improving village on the banks of Thornbush Kill. That be won't likely vote for doing something rash, like plow the streets or fill in potholes or pick up household trash. They raise the ban shell for being an attractive nuisance, so they say. Then they tore down the public library for being old and in the way. Put a wub mart up, invoking eminent domain, in hopes it will kill off the local business that remains. Yet once there was an ordinance that you couldn't build no higher than the statue of William Penknife or the Second Parish Spire. So bad, we're getting better. Things aren't so bad, they're getting better. We're not so bad, we're getting better. Instead of loitering round the liquor store, the wayward youth will enter our state-of-the-art brand spanking new juvenile detention center. Get your kicks at the 5 and 10 or the 12-lane the rummage roost or the gloaming old folks home. We've got the county's largest junkyard, which truly does deserve to be declared an accidental wildlife reserve. And in spite of all you've heard about the underground oil spillage, got to admit, we've got a heck of a view from our ever-improving village. We're not so bad, we're getting better in our ever-improving village.
Number
8.
Next up, we hear local music. This is Jaded Azarides. The poetry of Columbia County author Karen Schomer and the bass playing of Mike Watt, who's known for his musicianship in the Minutemen, Firehose, with E, Pop, and others. This song is called No One Else Is a Diamond from their 2020 album Trace.
My eyes collect pennies of light, minted on the river far below, as I cross the suspension bridge. They are like birds. Not birds I see, but all the birds. A lifetime of seagulls above oceans and parking lots and town dumps. Inverted wave points, whirling, spying, folding wings and diving toward me. The sun shining, the one hard sun, and the many, many birds in the air. As I walk across the suspension bridge, the many birds I can't see, whirling, whipping about my ears, crying, tongues out, claws extended, red dots on beaks for fledglings to peck at, and unforgiving eyes, clinical, judgmental eyes, looking to prey upon or steal from me.
Number 7.
That was A Winged Victory for the Sullen, song So That the City Can Begin to Exist from 2021.
Number 6!
Next is 2021 new music from Stereolab. The song is called Dimension M2. We'll be right back.
number 5.
That was Concrete Utopia from the artist Scanner from the 2021 album Trawl.
Number four.
That was Wood Piles on the Side of the Road from Chris Forsyth and Solar Motel Band, a 2021 release. Next, here's 2021 music from Colton the Maker, a local hip-hop artist, and his song Recipe for Love.
I'm making waves, waist deep in cloudy weather. The album's worth the wait. Been moving place to place, to state to state. You catch a vibe, you catch a feeling. No, I'm on my way. I make a plan to fix your face and make a better day. Go to your hometown and I'll hit every stage. I plead my case, I'm smashing goals. I'm going pro, cause I got dreams to chase. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I got the recipe for love, I give you loving. Preheat the oven, mix the batter, then I grease the pan. I need the dough, I feed the poor, I be an artisan. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I want it all, for sure. Black don't crack, my tats don't peel. I keep it bucking, 10 toes down, I keep sincere. I give you loving. Mama, I'ma touch the top of the skies and bring to you. I bring to you, I bring to you. I tell the truth, I tell the truth, I tell the truth.
food. I'm out for delivery, come get delivered. I smoke an eighth, you sip a fifth of me, I'm in your liver. I get the picture. I just wanna make you proud of me, say it loudly. I remember days when it doubted me. This real life, no make believe. I'm just what you made me. It's a celebration, like I'm hesitating, like I'm fighting crime with my hands tied. Sign your pity on the running count. Back to back, just like a landslide. Truth seeker, you can feel the vibes. Recognize who I am inside. I can hear your heart, I can change your life. I can hear your heart, I can change your life. I want it all for sure. Black don't crack, my tats don't peel. I keep it bucking, ten toes down. I keep sincere, I give you loving. Mama, I'ma touch the top of the skies and bring me you. I tell the truth. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I got the recipe for love, I give you loving. Preheat the oven, mix the batter, then I grease the pan. I need the dough, I feed the poor, I be an artisan. I got the recipe for love, I bake a dozen. I want it all for sure. Number two.
That was Hudson's Emily Ritz with the song Lonely Alone from her 2021 album In Love Alone.
Number one.
Here is the full album Magic 10 Tricks Point Never, released in 2020 from 10 Tricks Point Never. The album is more than the sum of its parts and works better as a whole than individual pieces. So we're going to play the entire album now that The Nation magazine called Not Unlike a Radio Broadcast from Another Reality. This is Magic 10 Tricks Point Never.
Okay. The sound of morning. Somehow the music we all grew up listening to doesn't relate to our adult reality and our new dreams.
The music we grew up with doesn't speak for us in the new era we're now going through. Our childhood dreams have become the basis for our adult fantasies. And now simply, we all grew up to be something new.
Surprisingly enough, main quest of mine is, have you changed? And the answer to that is, yes.
Thank you. Yeah.